As reported on last night's newscast, the National Weather Service in Eureka announced that the record-breaking heat wave has started to peak and will bring relentless major to extreme heat risk all week to much of the interior, putting all people at risk for heat-related illness without adequate cooling and hydration. Multiple cooling centers have been open in Humboldt and Mendocino counties. This week's heat wave has fire personnel on edge, as the 4th of July holiday has historically brought fire to our rural and isolated communities, like in Shelter Cove, where locals take to the beach to ignite illegal fireworks. On Monday of this week, we spoke with Shelter Cove Fire Chief Nicholas Pape, who remembers the 2013 incident where homes were lost in the cove.
2013 Little Black Sands fire, it burnt up and scorched two homes and actually melted the wires in behind the siding on one of the homes. Fire department made a great stop, overheated our brand new truck, trying to flow enough water to knock out the head of the fire, and made a stand. And after that, the community came out in force and said, we're no longer going to tolerate the Wild West 4th of July activities that were happening previous to 2013. 2014, we all came in hard. We had a lot of help from our law enforcement partners and confiscated, wrote a bunch of tickets. They brought the sheriff's office van down to make a bunch of arrests. And what we saw by that max enforcement was people got pushed out of the beach and kind of spread out all over the place. And we are, you know, honestly lost control over what little control we had, which was the Shelter Cove Marina and shooting the fireworks over the ocean. So since then, we've pivoted. We brought on our CERT crew, and they've been amazing. Since that fire, we haven't had a fire get over a quarter acre on 4th of July, knock on wood. But it really leads to our rapid response. So we pre-position. This year, we're going to have 20 firefighters and 5 different engines fully staffed. We're also going to bring in Whale Gulch Fire on a mutual aid agreement. We're going to basically hire them to come out and help us for our critical time of need, which is about 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, just to help with that. And, you know, if anything happens on the other side of the hill with Whitethorn or in Whale Gulch, we'll be sending our resources that way to help them as well. Since that fire, our spotters have called in over 100 different nuisance calls. So whether it be illegal fireworks getting shot off on the airport or cul-de-sac, they call that in via our local radio, and it doesn't overwhelm our dispatch center in Fortuna, and it allows them to run the other everyday EMS and traffic collisions and other fires in the unit. And we're able to kind of contain Shelter Cove on its own incident action plan within the development. It's been highly successful the last over 10 years now that we've been doing it.
To prevent a series of sprawling incidents, Shelter Cove Volunteer Fire is encouraging individuals to use their Amnesty Safe Harbor Zone on the beach by the Shelter Cove boat launch if they intend on setting illegal airborne fireworks. However, further south on the coast in Mendocino, Westport Volunteer Fire is asking all to refrain from setting aerial fireworks, which have caused major incidents in the past.
Well, my name is John Allison. I'm a member of the Westport Volunteer Fire Department. We cover a response area of approximately 190 square miles. I think it's very important to try to avoid using fireworks. It's extremely dry. Usol Beach is within a response area, and it takes an hour, even going code 3 with lights and sirens, it takes an hour to get from our firehouse down to the beach because the road is very challenging. And I understand there are already 250 people at least camped out, ready to, you know, engage in festivities. And just please, don't get involved in fireworks. It's very dry, the humidity is low, and the best way to deal with fire safety is prevention. So we really ask people to be aware of how dry things are and how, frankly, dangerous it is to set off fireworks at this time.
In 2019, a fire broke out on Usol Beach due to illegal fireworks, where campers became trapped.
Not just Usol, but there's Blues Beach. We've had, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, we had a fire start. Somebody aimed some bottle rockets towards dry brush and dry brush caught on fire. There's the Haven Beach, Western Union Landing State Beach, and it's awfully tempting to, you know, get in a celebratory mood and start letting off crackers and fireworks, and we're just asking people to just not do that this year.
For more helpful tips on how to prevent wildfire starts from fireworks and other devices, we spoke with CAL FIRE's Mendocino Unit.
Ryan Smith, Deputy Chief of Fire Protection Operations for Mendocino Unit. So for fire prevention coming into 4th of July, obviously, or I hope it is obvious that fireworks are illegal throughout Mendocino County, so that includes Safe and Sane. So we do, unfortunately, see them every year pop up, particularly on the coastal area on the beaches and along some of the swimming holes in the rivers. And it is routine to see ignitions, you know, 1 to 2 a year out of that. So we ask people to please refrain from use of fireworks.
As people hit the road to enjoy the extended holiday weekend, cars are another common source of ignition.
People are traveling a lot for 4th of July. A lot of people taking travel trailers up 101 and out Highway 20 to the coast, and dragging chains that have not been properly secured with the towing vehicle will produce sparks and start roadside ignitions. So that's another one to please be, you know, have people be cognizant of and double check those. Some other things, campfires and barbecues, common thing 4th of July. People are cooking, and again, we see it a lot on the beaches along our riverside swimming holes and in the coastal area, but open pit barbecues should not be in use, especially in the inland corridor along the riverway where we got really dry receptive fuel beds in the coast. I'll defer to, you know, state parks. There are places you can use those, but they should be well within, you know, non-flammable areas, you know, sandy areas, free of vegetation, that sort of thing. And then campfires should be to designated pits with plenty of defensible space and means to extinguish any escape fire.
The deputy chief also recalls the Usol Beach fire.
A couple years ago, we had Usol, you know, state park, that we had a pretty significant fire, a couple hundred acres. That was a fireworks-caused ignition. During that particular 4th of July, we had a pretty significant wind event that came in alignment with that. That was a driving factor, but this year we're looking at some different conditions of just really extreme temperature and low relative humidity, low fuel moisture through the 4th of July. So we do see the coast area for ignitions just because the amount of traffic we see out there for 4th of July, just a lot more human traffic lends itself to higher probability of ignition. But again, we see it all up and down the 101 corridor as well. So I would say in and around the Ukiah, Hopland area, especially when it's a hot, a lot of people swimming along the river, that tends to be problematic for just potential for starts. And then, like I said, we have had that historically on the coastal area as well.
He explained that individuals found in possession of illegal fireworks could face repercussions.
Yes, there are. And so possession of illegal fireworks is a misdemeanor. And depending on the quantity and type of firework, that can be escalated to a felony violation. And we do have fire prevention officers that will be in full enforcement through the 4th of July weekend out patrolling various parts of the county.
Folks who would like to learn more about fire preparedness can go online.
Readyforwildfire.org has a lot of great information. And as much as we hate to say it, always check that ready, set, go. Have your go bag packed for evacuation should that ever happen. Because as we've seen in past years, when we do get a devastating fire, it comes very quick. And when we have to put out those evacuation orders, we want people to be able to have what they need and get out as soon as possible. And so as much as we hate to say it, be prepared. Check that. Check your go list every once in a while, making sure you have medications, anything you're going to need for at least a 3-day period to be self-sufficient and be away from your home.
All residents are encouraged to visit their county's website to sign up for emergency alerts. In Humboldt, that's humboldtgov.org. In Mendocino, mendocinocounty.gov. And in Trinity, trinitycounty.org. If the worst is to happen, Ryan Derby with the Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services implores all to know their evacuation routes and zones.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every 4th of July, we're encouraging residents to utilize safety in everything that they do. I mean, this holiday, you kind of get the perfect storm of people enjoying adult beverages and playing with fire during what's, you know, typically the hottest and most fire-prone time of the year. So with this extreme heat, my concern is that, you know, one rogue spark in some light fuels or dry grassy areas could start a fire. And we want to really emphasize safety and awareness. So if you are looking for information on, you know, how to sign up for Humboldt Alerts, you can go to humboldtgov.org/alert and subscribe to our mass notification system. And also the Genesis Protect website has a listing of all of the pre-designated evacuation zones in Humboldt County. We're hoping that neither of those systems have to be used over the holiday system or holiday week, rather, and that people are just exercising safety and enjoying the holiday in a safe and responsible manner.
Earlier this Wednesday, the remote southern Humboldt community of Honeydew saw a wildland fire. Another reminder that fire season is here.
Yep, this is Battalion Chief Jeremy Ward with the CAL FIRE Humboldt Del Norte Unit Fire Prevention Bureau. So this afternoon around 2:40 p.m., our command center did receive a report of smoke in the area, and this is in the area of the Matole Road near Roscoe or Lindley Roads. So we did start a full wildland dispatch, and units arrived at scene and reported that it was a small spot. I believe the initial report was approximately 30 by 30 in the vegetation. We did get other aircraft and equipment at scene, and I believe the fire was stopped approximately a tenth of an acre or so. So we do still have resources at scene. They're continuing to get full control of that fire and get the fire mopped up. And unknown commitment time on those resources.
As of news time, the forward progress has been stopped at 0.8 acres, and the cause has not yet been announced publicly. But Jeremy Ward, battalion chief with CAL FIRE's Humboldt Del Norte unit, says this is an example of why individuals should practice vigilance in fire preparedness and prevention.
Oh, yes, absolutely. With the weather conditions that we're experiencing right now across the north part of the state, we're in some pretty bad fire weather conditions right now. They just broke a fire up north in the, I believe it's in the Salmon Mountains, and that sucked up quite a few pieces of aircraft. That fire, just looking at the column on it through the Alert California cameras, it has a pretty good column on it, and it looks like it has significant potential. There's already been a number of other fires that have broken in the state this afternoon. And again, all those, every time we have a new start, that always takes up resources and commits them. Even if it's a small fire and commits resources for maybe even just a few fires like this fire out off of Matole Road, you know, that's, again, taking resources away that may be needed somewhere else. So all these fires, if any of them that are preventable, you know, folks need to do their part, so that we can, you know, minimize that risk out there, not to commit those resources and not put people and property in danger.
If people do want to enjoy fireworks on the 4th of July, Ward gave the green light for licensed shows, which will be taking place in Eureka and Benbow tomorrow, Thursday, July 4th, and in Fort Bragg on Saturday.
So generally the shows that we have that are licensed, permitted shows, those generally do not have a problem. Those are put on by trained professionals. They have safety plans, they have experience, and they also have, you know, a fire safety plan with usually multiple responding agencies set in place. For example, the Benbow Show, which is set to occur again this year, generally that's attended by CAL FIRE, Garberville Fire and Rio Del Fire, and possibly some other agencies as well. And again, that's it's well planned out. There's plans as far as who's assigned to what locations, where the water supplies are, who will take command. All these things are already planned out.
But the battalion chief pointed out, even the license shows aren't without their risks.
The only issues that we've had are some small spot fires that they're able to pick up with some firefighters with say, backpack pumps in the area. And again, that's because it's a well-planned out location. It's in an area where they've already pre-treated some of the fuels, and there's, you know, minimal fuel loading. However, other shows or other unlicensed displays of these aerial fireworks, we have had more significant problems with. Last year, there was, I believe, on the 4th of July, I know there was at least four separate fires that were started all through the use of illegal fireworks.
While safe and sane fireworks are illegal in Mendocino, they are permitted in Humboldt. CAL FIRE says celebrate responsibly and prevent firework incidents.
Again, just a reminder that any of those types of aerial fireworks or fireworks that explode, again, those are illegal, and only safe and sane fireworks are allowed in California, and again, only in certain places. So folks need to make sure that they understand the local ordinances that may apply and whether or not they can use those safe and sane fireworks where they intend to. And also, just folks are going to use safe and sane fireworks, make sure that they're using them in safe locations and have water or a bucket of water or a fire hose or garden hose, something nearby. And then finally, you know, if another option for folks is to just go see a professional licensed and permitted shows. We definitely recommend that to folks. It's a good way to get out and celebrate the holiday and a much safer option.
When using safe and sane fireworks, remember to only use them outside. Never to light them near dry grass or other flammable materials. Light one firework at a time and have a bucket of water and a hose nearby.